Early in his career, Hollywood executive Perrin Chiles was searching for the right subject for his first documentary film. Autism diagnoses were skyrocketing, and a groundswell of science was emerging. Stereotypes about children with autism and judgments of their parents were also on the rise. Empathy was in short supply. Perrin did not know much about autism, nor was he close to any parents of children with autism. Yet he believed that he could tackle his ignorance through effort and the help of others. He did not assume that he knew what he needed to know, or that he needed to prove to others that he already knew the answers. When it came to his knowledge about autism, he viewed himself as a work in progress. He had what psychologist Carol Dweck calls a growth mindset. Growth versus fixed mindset. Mindset refers to our belief about our capacity to learn and improve. If I have a growth mindset about drawing, I believe that I can improve my stick figures with effort, time, and feedback. The alternative, a fixed mindset, is where I see myself as fully formed, either as someone who is terrible at drawing, or wonderful at drawing, or somewhere in between, and destined to stay that way. The fixed mindset is an either-or mindset because it allows no room for being a work in progress. Our mindsets vary across the different parts of our lives. I might believe my drawing skills to be set and my math skills to be malleable. Perrin's belief that he could learn about autism allowed him to enter unfamiliar territory with humility, take risks, and learn from others. I came into the experience just knowing that I didn't have the answers. Directed by Trisha Regan, Autism the Musical was Perrin's first documentary film, following a group of children with autism and their parents over several months as they staged a live musical. The film premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival in 2007, aired on HBO, was shortlisted at the Oscars, and won 2 Emmy Awards. It is filled with heartwarming euphoria and heartbreaking pain, with the parents and children centered in the telling of their stories. I doubt even the most stoic parent or human has ever watched this movie without a lump in his or her throat. Many families affected by autism recommended the film to friends and family members. Perrin believed he was a work in progress in his understanding of autism and tried to listen to those who knew more. The results were powerful. After Autism the Musical, projects came and went. Perrin now had a family and a mortgage, and his eyes were open for new opportunities. He noticed that many well-vetted scripts, pilots, pitches, and stories in Hollywood had been backburnered. These abandoned intellectual properties could be purchased for pennies on the dollar. They were seeds that needed attention, maybe a new pot or fresh soil. With 2 co-founders, Perrin started Adaptive Studios to buy and grow those seeds, one of which was Project Greenlight. Talent can come from anywhere. Before American Idol and The Voice, Project Greenlight was an innovative film writing and filmmaking talent discovery competition. In its original form, the contest generated a television program, which showed the behind-the-scenes process of selecting a contest winner and making a movie. Judges picked the winner and then mentored the winner through the movie-making process. Before Perrin got involved, the show first aired in 2001 and was led by actors Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Project Greenlight was an attempt to replicate their surprising rise from unknowns to Oscar winners for the script of their first movie, Good Will Hunting. The show was ahead of its time, airing before DVRs, social media, crowdsourcing, and widespread broadband internet. Contest participants stood in line at the post office to mail in VHS tapes. In the first 3 seasons of the show, the judges picked 3 talented, up-and-coming filmmakers and writers as winners. Project Greenlight ran on HBO and then on Bravo, before being canceled after 3 seasons as other reality talent competitions entered the landscape. It sat on the back burner for almost a decade.